These are your latest Manchester City headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, and Pep Guardiola's unrivalled knowledge of Spanish football will be key to City holding off the threat of Real Madrid in the second leg of their Champions League last 16 tie, according to Bernardo Silva. City are aiming to triumph in Europe's elite club competition for the first time, but must first get past Madrid, the 13-time winners, who they lead 2-1 after February's first leg at the Bernabeu. Guardiola coached Madrid's bitter rivals Barcelona between 2008 and 2012, and Silva is confident the former Spain midfielder's experience can help City overcome Zinedine Zidane's side on August the 7th. Moving on, the club are looking to sign a new centre-back and are waiting to see if Bournemouth's valuation of Nathan Ake has changed now they have dropped out of the Premier League, having made an initial approach for the 25-year-old Dutchman. City will look to offload Nicolas Otamendi amid interest in the Argentine from Real Betis, while John Stones' future at the Etihad is also in doubt. The club held talks with the Cherries last week over Dutch star Ake, who is currently valued at around £40 million. Guardiola has been seeking a new defender for some time after tinkering with his backline this season, and Ake is seen as an ideal option as he can also play at left-back, and having come through the ranks at Chelsea, also counts as a homegrown player. Finding Cameron Cox is set for a dream move to City after being deemed surplus to requirements by Cardiff City boss Neil Harris. The right-back's departure from the Bluebirds shocked some supporters, with the 21-year-old having been muted as a star in the making. City have been admirers of Cox for some time, having scouted him several times last season, and he's remained on Guardiola's wish list. The Merthyr-born talent has been running down the remainder of his contract at Cardiff, with City waiting for him to become a free agent, and they're now the favourites for his signature. That's all for now, we'll have more later.